Hi, and thank you for tuning in. You are listening to We've Got Your Back, the Ergo Minute, hosted by Julia Giancola and Madison Lazaru. We are occupational therapy students at the University of Toronto, bringing you advice from U of T experts on how to apply ergonomic strategies in your home office so that you can work more comfortably, productively, and reduce the risk of stress and injury on your body. Today's topic is work-life balance and restorative sleep. Do you have trouble maintaining a routine? Maybe you feel unmotivated to complete tasks. Do you have a lack of personal time and extended work hours? Are you having difficulty managing a regular sleep schedule? Well, these are just a few common difficulties that people experience when working from home. First, let's talk about work-life balance. What is work-life balance? Well, finding the right fit between your goals and daily tasks is essential to achieving a healthy work-life balance and will contribute to feelings of happiness, productivity, satisfaction, and will help you gain control in both your personal and professional lives. You may be experiencing work-life imbalance if you are feeling overwhelmed or irritable, feeling a lost sense of control, experiencing decreased productivity throughout the day, or having difficulty sleeping. Here are some strategies that you can implement to help incorporate work-life balance when working from home. If you are feeling overwhelmed, it is important to number one, set priorities. Problem solve and be flexible when important tasks arise. Number two, create boundaries between work and your personal life as much as possible. For example, practicing assertive communication. Say no when you feel like you have too much on your plate, or ensure you mark the end of your workday. And number three, establish realistic and timely goals based on what seems manageable for you to accomplish every day. If you are experiencing low mood or decreased productivity, it is important to number one, have a consistent morning routine. Get up and get dressed, even if you aren't leaving the house that day. Number two, create a daily schedule with to-do lists so that you can keep yourself accountable throughout the day. And number three, incorporate activities that positively impact your work or personal life, including finding ways to make time to socialize with friends and family.
You might also be asking yourself, why am I always tired? Well, your sleep quality and consistency might be impacted by an unbalanced work life. Restorative sleep is a critical bodily process with wide-ranging benefits for overall physical and mental well-being. Consistent, high-quality sleep improves virtually all aspects of our health, including our immune system, brain function, mood, energy levels, and productivity. So what can you do to improve your sleep? During the day, you can get green exercise. Exercising outdoors can help reduce stress and mental fatigue, as well as improve your sleep quality. Plan your exercise a few hours before bedtime so it does not disrupt your sleep. Also, if you like to nap, plan your nap earlier in the day so it doesn't affect your nighttime sleep routine. When in your bedroom, separate your bedroom from work. When we use our bedrooms for activities other than sleep, our bodies lose the association between our bed and sleep, making it harder to wind down and fall or stay asleep. If you need to work in your bedroom, try to do those activities facing away from your bed rather than working from your bed. Also, create a sleep conducive space. This may include keeping your sleep space dark, quiet, comfortable, and cool. Try to limit interruptions. You may need to consider using blackout curtains, eye shades, earplugs, or devices that create white noise. Before bedtime, consider your light exposure. As previously mentioned in Podcast 3, it is recommended to decrease blue light and overhead lighting before bedtime and increase natural light exposure during the day. Think about what you eat and drink before bed. Caffeine sources such as coffee may keep you up at night and affect your overall sleep quality. A good guideline is to drink no more than 3 cups before noon. Engage in relaxing activities before bed, such as reading, taking a bath, lighting some candles, and engaging in some deep breathing exercises. Research also shows that rhythmical activity, such as knitting or crocheting, can assist with inducing a meditative-like state to relax the body before sleeping. And finally, and very importantly, create a consistent sleep routine for both weekdays and weekends. This routine includes winding down before bedtime and having a consistent wake-up time and bedtime. An immediate strategy that may help combat your daytime fatigue is to get up, grab a drink of water, and look out your window throughout the day. These are a few suggestions to help improve your work-life balance and sleep when working from home. Remember to have some self-compassion. Try to start with two or three, then slowly incorporate a few more strategies over time. Don't worry if you haven't memorized everything we've mentioned today. There is an infographic matched to this podcast to use as a guide located on the University of Toronto website. Thank you for tuning in to We've Got Your Back, the Ergo Minute.